You guys, man, I mean, the All-Star game is here next week, and it's going to be great. And again, I can't wait. I love the All-Star game. I think it's one of the best, you know, authentic All-Star games that we have, because you still have hitters and pitchers and pitchers and hitters, and that's what it gets down to. But you're going to say, after that, we still have a lot of season left. Not really. You do, but you don't without some of your stud pitchers who won't be able to take the mound for you, that guys you were counting on. And so the pitching is one thing, but the hitting has been the reason why this team has found itself 11 games under 500. So, Abe, here's the thing. As we discuss this, and we've been talking about it, and you guys can chime in, 404-726-0929, and we'll take a few phone calls if you're more than welcome to join the show. You said to me, how do I know that this is not going to happen next year, right? That's what you asked me. Is that right?
Yeah, I just – what is this year an outlier? Are we sure? What makes this year an outlier? How do you determine that everything went wrong and it's and not just what the team is?
Okay. I'm going to lay this out, and then you tell me what you think about this, okay? Because if I am running this team, and if I am right now in Alex Anthopoulos' shoes, I am looking at this season, okay? And you can break down every player. Obviously, every player needs to be evaluated after the season, and they will.
Except for one.
Okay? Of course.
He's good. He's fine.
He's great. Cunha for life.
Yeah.
But every player needs to be evaluated. But if I'm Alex Anthopoulos, I'm looking at this, and I'm saying there is no way with the core group that we've talked about that we're going to come back and play as poorly or hit as poorly as we have. Guys, if you play for 10 years, you're going to have a bad year. If you play for 15 years, you're going to have a bad year, especially in baseball, which is a failure game, okay? So it's no secret that you look at this and you go, all right, I get it. Across the board, things have been bad. But last year, things were bad for Sean Murphy. Look at where he's at. It's not as if Sean Murphy is putting up another historically bad season. So you have to believe in what Alex has talked about, and I do too, because I've been around baseball a long time. Abe, these numbers that are projected and that you've seen a guy be this for his career, that is real. Now, the only guy right now that I have the biggest question about is Michael Money Harris. I have a big question about him, and it has nothing to do with his character or how much we love him in the A. He is simply not hitting at all. And so if you're going to say, all right, that evaluation might be a little bit more in detail than some others, but I can't give up on this core group because, Abe, you're not bringing in five new everyday guys.
I agree you can't make that much change, both because of the financials of it. You have some guys on some relatively cheap deals. And we could talk about Ozzie Albies. He's hitting .222 right now. His career average is higher than that. I don't know offhand what it is, but it's higher than that. But he doesn't cost you anything. It was $7 million, $6 million, whatever it is. I mean, you got to have to pay four to buy him out.
It's not worth it.
No, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. And this is what I'm saying.
But here's the question. And Orange said he's batting .265, .266
career.
In his career.
Yes.
It may have been .270 to start the year, the way this one's gone. Here's the question. Why would I believe that Ozzie Albies next year is not going to hit .220?
Okay. And maybe he does. But next year, after a year of this, and you now have given him another half season, you make moves.
And then same thing. I'm not saying you have the same answer, but you're asking the same question.
You are.
About Michael Harris.
You are.
I think, and it's still a little early to know exactly what Profar is going to be over the length of time. You're going to upgrade, we would think.
Bullpen?
At shortstop. Well,
oh, yes, of course.
I'm not even worried about the pen right now.
Yes.
Because
yes.
If you're scoring one or two runs, that like – I don't care what the pen's going to blow for you.
Well, here's the thing about that, though. See, it doesn't matter now, but we weren't winning a World Series in the first place because the bullpen is what wins World Series for you now.
Yeah, the difference is you would have had an opportunity to improve the bullpen in this month. There's no need for that now.
Not now. Not now. And so I think if you look at this, and it's interesting because, again, if you see this and you go, well, wait a minute. This guy's been terrible. Why would I believe that anything is going to change between now, not only the end of the season, but you're going to roll this lineup back out there
next
year?
Well, I want to continue on because I want to push you on this. I want to press you about this because you've sat here and told me that this is where they are at their career. This
yep.
is where they are when they've had their best.
Yep.
And right now, this is where they are at their worst.
Correct.
And we're just assuming it's going to revert back to the norm at some point. That's the plan.
I think for what has transpired this season, I'm being serious. I said the SNIT doesn't have answers. Neither do I.
And I agree. Yeah, yeah.
And if you were to ask me, would you be willing to come back and roll this lineup out next year? Again, they're going to tweak some things. This is not going to be the exact same lineup. But just given, you know, the main core guys, I would tell you yes.
I will tell you yes. I have three guys, four that I'm willing to roll back out there, no questions asked.
Okay. Who are you moving?
I'm fine. Well, it's four. I may as well tell you who I'm keeping. Numbers game. Nine. You see what I'm
saying? Who are you moving?
I'm fine. Center.
Okay.
Michael, if I have no reason to believe, this is where this comes into play. If I have no reason to believe that next year is going to be different than this year, and we've seen this now because guys are getting this immediate money earlier, we've seen guys across the majors sign $30, $40, $50 million deals and get sent back down. It's happened this year. It's happened last month. If you don't have reason to believe or proof of some sort of empirical evidence that he's going to be better, get back down to the minors, figure it out. I'm fine moving Ozzie. I don't know where to because, like I said, financially it's not a big hit. But, I mean, the only guys I'm keeping, I'm fine with Olson. I'm fine with Acuna. I'll deal with Riley. I guess the catcher situation is whether it's Baldwin or Murphy, whatever it's going to be.
That's your core group. What you got, O? What you got?
You're talking about, though, you have the empirical evidence not to say if somebody's going to improve or not. But you're willing to keep Olsen. Wasn't Olsen that guy who at the beginning of the season we were like, is this guy going to get right?
No, see, I disagree. I disagree because Olsen has lived his entire career in streaks. And so I don't believe that there's the same discussion.
So you believe the card. There's enough evidence from Olsen that you believe what he's not going to do this every year. That's what you're saying.
You mean the guy that just got named to the All-Star team?
Correct.
That guy?
Correct.
Yeah, I think I'm all right with him.
Okay. So that's
the difference is I'm not stuck in a world, and this is the problem with Atlanta people.
Olsen struggled
for a little bit. Then he got real hot. Olsen's biggest problem is he struggles at the wrong times. Postseason.
Is there ever a good time?
I'm also not stuck. Well, yeah, here's the biggest problem. Everyone is stuck in this little world comparing Olsen to Freeman. Get off of that. Move on. If comparing him does him no good, does you no good.
He's not Freddie.
No, and it's okay to say that.
No, it is.
And I hope he doesn't hear that, but like it's the reality.
Yeah, it's.
I'm going to live with what he is. Again,
no, he's fine.
Whether you want him to or not, he's an all-star.
He is, but he's also an all-star. Freddie would be the starter, right? I mean, he would be the guy. And we know this. I mean, like, that is an unfair comparison. But what you were trying to do when you got Olsen was you were just trying to fill the void of the numbers. And the numbers told you that if he did what he did his first season here, that you were going to make up those numbers that you lost with Freddie Freeman. And you did. And we've seen that. But he is a streaky guy. And that is part of his makeup. 404-726-0929. I'm on a completely different thing with this. And as frustrated as I am, I continue to ask you guys what's changed. When everybody says, you know, you need to do this, that, and the other, nothing changed from 23's lineup, except for Profar, to this lineup. Seriously.
Nothing in the lineup changed.
Nothing.
We can have the other discussions.
Okay. So then that's where you spend your money. You trust this.
The most expensive hitting coach in the ballgame?
No.
Is that what you mean?
No. You trust that this is going to right itself and that you believe in these players. And if you don't, by the way,
I'll tell you right now,
You move on. Okay, so then you move on. So what you're telling me is 23 was an aberration, and then what we've seen from 24 and into, obviously, 25 is what's real about this lineup.
The only reason we're not having a more serious discussion about Michael Harris is he got hot after being out for 2 months. He got hot for
last
one
year.
Month at
last
the end
year.
Of the year, right?
Last year, yes.
Because he doesn't have that month. We're having a completely different discussion about his ceiling and his ability. He came back, and everyone's like, that's the guy we thought he could be.
Well, you know what's funny is Mike kept talking about this. Mike's out tonight, today, should I say. Abe's in. But he kept talking about he's going to come back, and he needs to be Willie Mays. He was. He came back and was productive. Like, he needed to carry us. And, again, that's an overstatement. But the point is, we didn't need him to come back and just be striking out and not do anything. He was hitting with guys on base. He was hitting with two outs. He was producing RBIs. You're absolutely right. And he was still making those gems in the outfield.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that. But I feel like the problem we have is look where the investment was not made this year, right? And look how things have gone. You're going to say, we don't score. We don't. and the offense is the biggest issue, and therefore we need to blow this up.
How many straight games is Grant Holmes is one in five or whatever?
It's crazy.
We're not scoring. Well, I mean,
yes,
yeah, I get it.
But Grant has been great, but that's where a lot of people feel like the investment hasn't been made. And that's where I think they got to figure out, are you going to go and get a frontline pitcher? Not this year, but next year in the offseason, in the hot stove conversation, when we're in, you know, November and December into January, are you going to
Where's the frontline pitcher go?
What do you mean, where'd he go?
If people
in the front of the line.
If people return healthy, you have Sale, you have Strider,
yep.
You have Schwellenbach.
Okay.
Not enough. Schauver and Grant Holmes aren't enough for
not
you?
Not enough.
All right.
We've seen this. It's not enough. These guys go out. It's like I got a sprained pinky. These guys are done.
Hope you enjoy your 2.1 runs of sport today.